All right, we got Nat, Eric, and Zebulon here in the studio. Most of hot buttered rum for you today, all the way from San Francisco, California. I want to ask two technical questions. Is that your
technical
beautiful microphone there? Is that
I
one?
I think this is the studio's.
This belongs to us. Oh, well, I'm impressed. Well, you guys sure know how to work the ambient mic there.
We do a lot of different kinds of gigs, both with hot buttered rum and outside of it. We are polybanderous. You know,
polybanderous, yes.
We stick to one
like ethnic polyethnic grass stuff. Yeah.
But yeah, no, we'll go home and do bluegrass gigs, go home and do plugged in gigs with organ and electric guitar and stuff too.
Holy cow, organ.
It happens. Things
Get
happen.
Out.
There are organs in the Bay Area.
Get out.
Many organs.
And you're missing your drummer today, and you're
missing the drummer,
your bass player. So
yeah,
bass player.
They're waiting for the bass.
You're
down
keeping
at
time
DIA.
Pretty good. Yeah,
thanks
for sure. And then the other question was, Nat, tell me what that guitar is.
This guitar is a Santa Cruz.
It's a Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I also have a Martin at home that I play a whole bunch. This has been my road guitar lately, though. I met at a Wintergrass years ago. I met the president of Santa Cruz Guitar Company, and I wasn't even like looking to get a new instrument, but he said, "Hey, come over here, play this. We'll make you one of these. We'll make you anything
good.
You want."
They're
and
good.
So I kind of took a few aspects from this model and that model. It's basically
then he built you one
based
custom.
Off of a H13, which is like a pre-war Gibson style.
Wow,
and it's pretty awesome.
It's neat. I really like it. It's got a good look.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I got
you
a
wear it well.
I got a Neckville classic banjo here.
Okay,
I'm just mentioning that because I'm officially a Neckville banjo rep.
Okay, now where are they located?
San Neckville's Francisco? Out of Minnesota.
Minnesota.
But I mean, they're everywhere. How did I find? I think we're playing shows with a group back east, and one of those guys had a Neckville, and I played it.
Uh-huh.
And they just play so nice, but really buttery. I'm like, all of a sudden I'm a commercial.
Buttery.
No, they play buttery. Just
I never
like hot
heard
buttered
buttery.
Rum. Eric Yates endorses Neckville banjos. No,
that's
played
good.
Real good. And Tom was able to build me one kind of to my specifications. Tom Neckville was able to build me one.
Yeah, well, you don't play it like a hard driving,
I have a different, little bit different style. I'm a weird musician.
It's good. It's really good. You're not weird. You're wonderful. Okay.
Thank you.
Hot buttered rum here in the studio. Zebulon, we haven't talked to you much. You got anything to say? Do you live out there too? Do you live out?
Say something.
That's an interesting interview technique.
Yeah. What was the question?
Where do you live?
Right now I live in Denver. I've been down there for a couple years. I've actually been in Colorado for the last 5 years.
All right.
And played around here with all of our favorite acoustic musicians.
Yeah. There are many of which.
Mm-hmm.
So did you come from the East Coast, though? I mean, the West Coast?
Originally,
that
actually.
Other coast?
I was born and raised 5 hours north of where they live, up in Arcata, California.
Okay.
But I spent about 10 years or so before I moved to Colorado living in the Southeast, which is actually where I met these guys about 8 years ago.
Get out. Wow.
That's right.
Where in the Southeast, you guys?
We met in North Carolina, I believe.
Wow.
The first
Asheville?
Time. Close. Was in
Boone,
near
right?
Boone.
Yeah. Near Boone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in Boone.
It was totally in Boone.
Oh.
Yeah.
All
it was
right.
actually the first. I was playing in the first acoustic band that I'd ever played in. Before that, I played like cover rock and roll.
Yeah.
I moved up to the mountains and the guys.
You played fiddle in a rock and roll band?
I don't know. I was kind of embarrassed to call it a fiddle at the time because I used to be kind of a classical guy. Yeah, you know. I didn't
but
really.
But look at you now.
Just look
but
at me
look
now.
At, he's come way away from that bad stuff.
Yeah. You know.
he's come into the
he's
light.
Seen the light.
Yeah. The journey has brought me here, and for that, I'm thankful.
Well, we want to thank Ross from Bindaroo. Sound for making it all sound so great today. Are we going to hear one then?
Let's hear one off
from
the album.
The
yeah.
brand new CD. All right.
Why don't you play The Crest?
The Crest. Yeah. And shortly after this, I'll be giving away one of these CDs as well. So here comes one called The Crest from the self-titled album from Hot Buttered Rum. This is Live at Lunch on KRFC.